show.
Looks like baby vomit.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
Cold sores. I hate how they feel and look.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Those are nice shoes Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
They are lousy with BD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You, me, bar, beers, Buzz.
Right, let's get back to Buzz now. Well, I guess I'll get through the disappointment of not having the game tonight.
Day ain't over yet.
That's right. Yeah. You know what, Mike? Every once in a while, I just have to remember, what would it like to be a regular guy?
Mm-hmm.
What would it like not to have everything coming to you immediately, hours before the other little people can get it?
Have you tried the Royal Clap? And I'm not talking about venereal disease. There it is. You didn't do it loud enough.
Here they come.
Try it one more time. All right.
No, the lights have turned off, though.
This is the Royal Clap requesting Matinee 08 delivered to this studio.
Not a chance.
It could happen.
Not a chance. What?
When does it come out?
It comes out tomorrow. You can get it tonight at midnight if you're nutty enough to go wait in line.
Oh, so you're really asking something that's a... Well, I should just shut up. I misspoke.
If you were a regional treasure, well, you are. I was going to say you're a regional treasure as I am.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead and say what you really believe.
No, it's like,
if you were a regional treasure like you.
I would have it, but I'm not.
Yes. I didn't know that the game had not legally come out yet.
Oh my!
I didn't know that you were asking for a black market copy.
Mike, no. There's a pimply-faced kid somewhere sitting on a box of 300 of them waiting for all the other pimple-faced kids to show up tonight at midnight.
Well, there would be that store just up the street, the big one that's yellow and blue.
I know. We're not going to say their name.
No.
No saying their name.
Yellow and blue.
Enough of that.
All things true.
The other thing that I wanted to mention. We were talking about when the CBS Evening News was here.
Yes.
Earlier today, because we didn't have those cats on the air. Some people, I guess, have sent us some emails at DonandMikeWebsite.com wondering if the whole thing was a goof. It wasn't.
No, there was a camera out there. Mm-hmm. A high-definition camera.
They had, was it really high-def?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Wow.
It should have been low-def for us. Should have been fat-def.
You'll be able to see us warts and all, genital warts and all.
Is the Katie show, is that in high-def?
I don't know.
No.
It looked like it might have been a high-def camera.
That's cool.
It just looked
one.
Like it had that kind of lens.
That's cool.
I don't think it was. I think the CBS Evening News is in low-def.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Anyway.
As I said, it was a low-def camera.
They really were here to film us.
Yeah.
Talking to the people who are starting a union for people who like sitting on the porch and talking.
Porch sitting. Right. When they really should have been here to document us just entertaining.
That's right.
They did that too, but by accident.
Mm-hmm. Well, they found out. They were entertained. Both those guys were entertained.
Story could change.
But what I heard outside from John was that as much as you and I would like to think that those guys were entertained by our patter, and maybe they were, as they were packing up, one of them turned to the other one and said, "That was okay, but none of this is ever going to make the news." And they were bitching at each other like, "When did you get the call to come over here today?" And one of them said, like, "I got a panic call." What did they say, John? 12 noon, they got a panic call?
Yeah, about that.
Last minute.
So those two poor guys. But no, to answer the emails, that was absolutely on the level.
Yeah.
Can't promise that we'll be on the evening news, but we'll see.
The target date is Friday.
Friday. It's supposed to air Friday.
I'm going to go on a limb here. I'm going to promise that we won't be.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'm going to promise that we won't be.
All right, Jimmy the Greek.
All right,
what's
good.
Great is there wasn't just a news crew here. There was a news crew at Cletus' house in Kentucky.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Does this really, do you scream, a two-crew shoot?
It's going to be perfect.
Really, they wonder why this company is hemorrhaging money.
And yet there's no money for my raise.
That's right.
Or Don's game.
That's true. That either.
Thank you, Mike. Mm-hmm. Thank you for remembering what's really important.
Yeah, I know what's really important.
Thank you.
Madden 08 in 14 minutes.
Meanwhile, my son is playing Madden 98.
You know what? I'd be thrilled. I'd be thrilled if your son was playing any video game that had to do with sports. Because being your son, all he's got is either Star Wars or Elvis.
That's right.
Or Dracula.
He's got
or
the,
Frankenstein.
The Elvis video game, Don. He has Presley 08.
Mm-hmm.
How many Elvis DVDs, how many Elvis DVD movies did you buy at Costco this weekend?
It really isn't important. But
put a number on it.
Many.
22.
Would it be totally unorthodox to enroll a kid who has a father into the Big Brother program?
Not out of the question.
I mean, really just to play ball, like to get maybe an athlete.
You know what? If they did, what he would do is he would teach the other kids how to be happy.
The magic of Rob is, you know how he has that playful way about bitching about money, like when he threw out that thing about not getting a raise. Or
right.
He wants more money. Yeah.
Right.
You'll never hear me bitching about spending it, though.
Did you catch the number? How many DVDs he bought?
How many?
22.
What, this weekend?
Yeah, there's 3 Elvis box sets out. This is like Christmas.
Those are like $5.99 now.
What's that?
That's expensive stuff.
No, they were 3 sets, but they held 22 movies.
You get a break.
But it's like
price.
Everything else. Everything that's already, it's already been released, right? All the Elvis stuff you got?
Well, I had some of it. I gave some of the overflow to my buddy John because he's an Elvis fan too, but he's not allowed to.
I hope you get the raise. I do not want to see another one of those RCA microphones in the pawn shop window.
Thank you, Mike.
I really don't.
No one does.
Thank you for seeing it my way.
I see it both your ways, and I want nothing.
After buying 5 copies of Elvis, That's the Way It Is, thank Christ it's finally in Dolby Surround.
Here's really what he said to me. He said, I can't do the Rob impression like you, but he says, so I'm in Costco, and I see, all right, Viva Las Vegas. All right, that's good. Mm-hmm. And then I see Harum Scarum, and I think, okay. And then he starts with the titles of the movies, like, what's Playtime with Elvis? What's that one?
Elvis, That's the Way It Is.
No, keep going.
The Girl Happy, Girls, 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 Fun in Acapulco.
Fun in Acapulco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it is fun.
That's the one I don't know. I didn't know off the top of my head.
Why do I think that was towards the end of his movie career?
It's a great movie.
Won an
Oscar. He sings Bossa Nova Baby in Fun in Acapulco.
Oh, God.
Here's a guy
whose kids, seriously, are eating donuts made of newspaper in the morning.
Yeah.
Yet he'll go out and drop like $500 to buy copies of movies that he's already gotten just because they're out in the 30th anniversary Elvis is Still Dead package.
It really is like Christmas for the Elvis fan. And this is a big year because it's 30 years since the king has passed. And so a lot of grand merchandise.
Sure am.
Only 30.
And you know what's the best thing is I don't even really have to chase it because now Graceland emails me when something releases.
Well, tell your kids to make sure they get the newsprint off their lips.
I will. Well, after they return from their jobs.
Their jobs at the sweatshop.
Well, they shovel coal.
Mm-hmm. Good for them.
Okay, thank you.
It's good. Robert's little, so you can get down to the corner.
Okay, bye. Right,
bye.
I'm going to miss him. Because he brought shame upon himself and his family and his company.
No, that was you on the microphone.
Rob.
I thought he was making a joke that Robert was going to die.
No, Robert's fine. I'm going to miss you with the microphone. That's what I was saying.
Well, maybe I'll return if you're lucky.
Because
what's up in the world of marijuana?
God. I'm glad you asked, Rob.
He's out of control, ladies and gentlemen.
He has wound up. God damn, he's wound up.
He truly is.
Well, because this guy brought shame upon himself and his family and his company and his country, the head of a Chinese toy-making company has killed himself. Zhang Xu Huang committed suicide over the weekend, days after the government had stopped exporting his toys because they contained poisonous lead paint.
What's his name there, Buzz?
Zhang Xu Huang.
Hey, I want to send this one out to Zhang Xu Huang. You think you got it bad? I don't have my freaking Madden game yet, you dead Chinaman.
Unforgettable. Jackie Chan.
Many of those leaden toys.
Everybody can suck it.
About that.
Many of those toys made it to America as Fisher-Price toys, especially the Sesame Street characters. 1 million of those toys were recalled here in the U.S. earlier this month. Hong hung himself in the midst of an investigation by the Chinese government that involved his company and one other.
You have brought dishonor to whole toy-making Chinese people!
Mm-hmm. You know, this is where the Asians get that great rap that they have about being so hard-working.
Right.
It all gets back like to the movie Gung Ho with Michael Keaton.
Yes, sure it does.
Where the Asian guys would work their asses off. If that was an American guy, he'd say, he let the lawyers sort it out.
Right.
This guy goes, I have this honored company! Must kill myself.
I paint toy with lead paint, so I must die.
Not like that.
Oh, boy, I hang myself good.
Most honorable Madden game. Not going to happen. I am a baby.
Madam Secretary, bring me toy rope to hang myself.
I am big baby.
Madden 2008 to be delivered within
10 minutes.
Not going to happen.
I don't think it is.
No.
Virginia's ridiculous new traffic fines have now snared a pregnant lady on her way to the hospital.
Pick 8.
Virginia citizens.
I'm not happy.
And no one is. Citizens who get caught speeding in Virginia now face fines of up to $3,550. Mostly it's a fundraising ploy for the state's highway fund, disguised as an effort to make the roads safer. A court has already ruled it unconstitutional, in fact, two have, from an equal protection under the law standpoint, because the fines only apply to people who live in Virginia. Out-of-staters can still skate with the old lower fines. A 26-year-old bank teller, Jessica Hodges of Burke, Virginia, got nailed recently for doing 57 and a 35. Under Virginia's definition, that's reckless driving.
I would love to be her attorney.
Yeah.
Yep, I would love to be the guy that stands before the judge, and when they say, you know, really, why were you speeding? Were you having a baby? You
know, right.
Yes.
And they brought the wrath of God down with those new traffic laws, yep, which they're going mm-hmm. to be that'll be deemed unconstitutional.
Jessica was on her way to the hospital with labor pains. Her fine, $1,150.
God. Did you see her on the news?
I did.
Have you guys noticed the difference in Virginia seriously driving over there?
She's hot as big chocolate balls.
Yes, I've noticed.
Celebrity she most resembles is the guy who was running the camera here today.
Have you noticed seriously everybody going slower, though?
Yes.
It's noticeable.
Yes,
absolutely. It's absolutely noticeable. People go slower in Virginia.
I'm going the same speed.
It is harder to get around them now.
Rob Slowski. Mm-hmm. Seriously, you're like those goddamn turtles in that ad,
right? He wouldn't get it even. You know, he's underneath the speed limit, and he looks pregnant.
The road to hell, meanwhile, is littered with toll booths. Easy Pass, the electronic device that makes toll roads less of a pain in a dozen states, has made life miserable for some of its users. There's one now. Take, for instance, the guys whose Easy Pass records proved to their suspicious wives that they weren't where they said they were.
You know, Buzz, this is very much like the story you had last week, and I saw that tool on TV, the guy who was screwing around with
the flowers.
Yeah. You know, guys, you got to know this. We live in a new world now.
Yes, we do.
You got to know that. You got a GPS. You got LoJack on your penis. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be stupid enough to do that, for God's sakes, get the 75 cents.
Yeah,
that's right.
Or walk to the motel.
let me say this, Kenitra. Not only that, and I didn't ask them not to send a receipt because of the intentions on trying to hide anything like that.
Right.
But the address that they physically, I mean, not the receipt, the address that they were going to send things to, that wasn't even my address.
He's well spoken.
Very good.
Well, Easy Pass is an easy pass to divorce court, according to a New York divorce lawyer. She and other divorce lawyers have learned that Easy Pass is a great way to help prove a husband's infidelity.
No, I think these guys deserve it. If these guys are dumb enough to be cheating on their wives and to throw out electronic hints mm-hmm. to say, honey, this is what I'm doing, well,
stupid dick!
Leaving a trail. Easy Pass records show where you were headed and when and how often. At least four states are already allowing the use of Easy Pass records in divorce and criminal cases.
I know we live in Silver Spring. I like the view on the Dulles Toll Road.
Excuse me, Rob has put something in the machine, and what is it?
Well, it's a breaking news story.
Come on, what is it? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Coming your way in just 28 days. The King of Queens on My 20. A double dose of king-size laughs.
Twice a night.
The King of Queens premieres Monday, September 10th.
On My 20.
I can't wait.
I don't think we
can. Did you take some of these glucose tablets?
I don't think we can repeat that often enough. A McDonald's has been hit by another $10 million lawsuit, but this time it's not about hot coffee.
Coming your way in just 28 days. The King of Queens on My 20.
Don't forget it. Mark your calendar.
Would you really be promoting that?
Yeah, well, it's part of the CBS family, isn't it?
I know, but I mean, if you're a station, you bought that for reruns. Wouldn't you like, hey, guess what? Never mind.
Don't worry about it.
Late nights at 2 a.m. The lawsuit about McDonald's with the $10 million filed by a guy who ordered a quarter pounder without cheese and got one with cheese instead. Now, the big deal is the man is severely allergic to milk products, and believe it or not, McDonald's cheese actually has some milk in it. Jeremy Jackson of Morgantown.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy Jackson of Morgantown, West Virginia, had to go to the hospital because of the screwed-up order and nearly died, according to his lawsuit.
What, he's that allergic to cheese?
People have varying severity in their allergic
reactions to food.
Why does
he look in
food?
The burger, then, before he chows into it?
People are wussies. God.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I vacillate between thinking people are idiots and thinking people are smart during your news show.
Don't you agree? Exactly. I mean, I hate to err on the side of big corporate America, but a guy orders a cheeseburger and he can't have cheese. Take a peek before you every time.
Exactly.
Mike, don't you always look before you eat?
Always.
Anything?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I look and I use lemon juice.
You're going to feel that on a cut. Jeremy Jackson of Morgantown, West Virginia, had to go to the hospital. He says his mom endangered her life trying to get him there quickly. good thing they don't live in Virginia. McDonald's offered to pay all the medical bills, but Jeremy turned them down and filed this lawsuit instead.
Yeah, there's so many jerk-offs with these lawsuits. I agree with you, Mike. In that case, I'd be on McDonald's side.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The flour guy, I don't get, and the Easy Pass, I don't get either.
Yeah. Which seemed to me to be an awful long way to go with the Easy Pass. I mean, but it depends. It depends on where you're, you know, you're getting your strange. If you're getting across town, it's a big deal.
Guys should not. I mean, you should know your phones come with GPS.
That's right. Your car. And
believe it or not, wherever you go, pretty much if she wants to know, you know, she's going to find out, so turn all that stuff off.
What I would say to all those guys is just don't cheat. Nah. No.
In other news, Los Angeles police have dropped their investigation.
Mike, I know what you wanted to say. Guys.
Don't get caught.
You're giving all of us a bad name.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Be smarter than
that. The flower guy is particularly an idiot.
Don't be stupid.
You know? And now his lame excuse for it was somebody else's address.
And I really think the Easy Pass, guys, listen, when it's been used as an excuse on Law and Order, that means your chick definitely knows about it.
That's right.
Don't be so dumb.
And
really?
You're right, pay the 75 cents.
Yeah.
Watch a little TV. Los Angeles police have dropped their investigation into the report of a sexual assault at the Playboy Mansion.
I like that's the motto on today's show. That's the message. What was your message, the moral of today's show? Well, the moral of today's show was, guys, if you're going to do something like that, you know, come on, clean up your mess.
Yes. You know, pay the toll.
Be smart.
Right.
You know, make us proud.
Here we are, the moral compass of America.
It's a public service, really.
At one point, I had 7 live-in girlfriends.
Oh, it's the Hef.
So they dropped the charges?
Yes. Well, they dropped the investigation.
Yeah.
Fantastic news.
A couple of weekends ago, Hugh Hefner threw his annual outdoor pajama party known as A Midsummer Night's Dream. A 22-year-old woman at that party was reportedly violated by a 17-year-old boy.
Why do you favor rape?
Wow. What was he doing there? How'd he get in? Why didn't we get in when we were 17?
Why?
There were no witnesses, and for some reason, the woman can't seem to remember any of the details.
Why?
Police say they've dropped the investigation due to a lack of, in their words, hard evidence.
Why?
At one point, I had 7 live-in girlfriends.
There he is.
So what I really did here about 4 years ago is downsized to a very special 3.
Blech.
And did you see getting so gross.
Did you see the one that he's going to keep?
Yeah.
The one out of the 3 is like the one that's hit the wall the hardest.
Yeah, it looks like plastic surgery woman.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Oh, and Rob, speaking of your guy Elvis.
Yeah.
My God, Scylla, every time I see her on TV now.
She's turning into the Catwoman of New York.
Yeah. Seriously, how old is Priscilla Presley now, Robbie?
Not as old as she looks with that plastic surgery.
She was 14 in 1958, which puts her born in 1944, so she is 62, depending on when she was born.
Mike, I agree with you. I think if she had not done anything chiseled, she would be a good-looking chick.
Absolutely.
In her early 60s.
But she dove into the plastic surgery early on, and that carves up your face. And then you have to keep doing it and fixing it and tweaking it, and you look like a monster.
You'll get a good chance to stare at her. Larry King is broadcasting live from Graceland on Thursday night.
Well, how lucky is he?
Spending the hour with her.
Oh, sure. Gross.
Yeah. What's
he's dead, right?
He's gone.
He's always had the hots for her, though.
Yeah.
Dad did not got his teeth, right?
with a hammer, right?
Because... And his tongue?
Shag carpeting, right?
He was so purple. They thought he was a black guy, right?
He was discolored, right? That's not good.
Whoa!
Right. He's dead, right?
Why?
Why?
Did he eat a lot of food?
Bananas? Sure, boy.
Whoa.
And finally, 63-year-old Arthur Lawton of suburban Seattle is now an unemployed registered sex offender. Art got fired from his job on the farm for doing something with a goat.
Cold sores. I hate how they feel and look.
Art says it's all just a big misunderstanding. He says he was milking it.
Oh. Guess how big it is. It's the size of a stick of butter.
Oh, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
You.
Well, on that happy note.
Milk the goat.
That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you over there.
Good day to you, sir.
And you right there.
28 days.
King of Queens.
So King of Queens on Channel 20.
Go home.
In the North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.